Gary, what do you assess of that performance?
Goals win football matches, simple as that. As well as we've played, especially second half, goals win games, and we've conceded an early goal again. So I can't fault the players, the way, their effort, their commitment, and the way we've gone about it. But as I've already said, goals win games.
Incredibly frustrating because you dominated for much of the remaining 80 minutes after a poor start.
I'm glad you said that because it would be very easy for me to come out here and say, yeah, it was, you know, we dominated the game, one-way traffic and all of that. But it's nice that you said that because you've noticed as well. But, you know, at the moment, we've not had that luck, if you like, in front of goal. But if the lads continue in the remaining fixtures to perform like that, you know, that's all I'm asking.
I guess the key moments, the Dan Butler chance and Craig Westcar's offside goal. Did you have a decent view of both of them?
Yeah, I've just looked at Westy's goal. It was offside, so nothing to debate on that, really. Butch's, he's got through. It's an attempt, but unfortunately it didn't hit the back of the net. But look, we dominated the game. And, you know, these are a very good team that are very strong here. They're in a position in terms of getting into the playoffs or in the playoff positions. And we've come away with a very good performance, but no points.
And frustration that perhaps the final 10 minutes, you weren't forcing them back into their area. It wasn't a rain of balls in their box. Perhaps the final few minutes could have been more of a push, ideally.
Yeah, but you've got to give them credit as well. You know, they took the momentum out of it in the final periods of the game. You know, so as much as you want to, you know, have chances towards the end, you know, we didn't change the way we approached the second half because it worked for us. So, you know, I'm a great believer in, you know, if you think one way is the right way to do it, I don't want to change it all of a sudden, you know, in the last few minutes of a football match, even though, you know, everybody wants us to throw it into the box. Look, there's ways of winning the game, and we stuck to what was asked and what the players done at half-time.
Ryan Taylor, was that a groin injury
he
came off with?
Yeah, he picked up a groin. So, unfortunately for him, he's been in good form, but he's worked very hard in recent weeks and he's picked up that groin injury.
And was Jed Wallace and Josh Pasley, with, I assume, both injuries today?
Yes, they were both. So, they weren't available for selection. So, the players that were here, I thought they were very, very good tonight.
How difficult was yesterday for you?
Very difficult. You know, it's been a crazy, 24 hours or so. You know, Orfs is a fantastic guy and, you know, sad to see him go. But, you know, it's one of them where we had to, you know, pull together as a group and put in a performance for the club. And all credit to the players, they've done that. But, yeah, bitterly disappointed for Orfs.
Did it come as a big shock to you?
Yeah, it was a surprise. Of course it was. You know, you don't like to see anybody lose their job. You know, I've been in that position myself and I know how it feels. It's not a nice feeling.
Would you be interested in the job on a permanent basis?
Look, I've been asked to do it until the end of the season. And, you know, that's my focus at the moment. You know, we'll get to the end of the season and we'll see what the club want.
And then do you have to make a decision whether you throw your hat in then or will you be thinking about that over the next month?
I'm just looking to get a team together for Saturday, you know, and I'll be asked that question until the end of the season and you're going to get the same answer because, you know, it's a club's decision what they do and all I'm doing is preparing the team along with Hards for these remaining fixtures.
And if it wasn't you, would you like to remain at the club in some capacity?
Yes, I want to. It's a fantastic club. You know, I want to be part of this going forward. I want to stay here, that's for sure.